Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll bring in Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Boy, what a finish to the trading week. Give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday, that nice pop yesterday? Where did that bring the weekly numbers compared to a week ago?
Well, that nice rally we saw on Friday really changed the picture for corn for the week. Corn is our bright spot this week. Something that, quite frankly, I'm not terribly shocked about when you look at the supply and demand picture on corn. So we see corn week over week up a penny and a half on this old crop, Dece 18. If you look at Dece 19, actually up 3 cents. So our deferred month is actually gaining more week over week than the current month. That's a great sign, and it gives us great pricing opportunity. If you look at beans and wheat, they did suffer this week. Friday kind of took them more out of the red than they were, but beans still finishing off 12 week over week on the old crop 18, off 8 on that new crop 19 November board on beans. And then if you look at Kansas City wheat, this Dece 18 Kansas City wheat off 16 cents for the week, and the July 2019 new crop Kansas City wheat off 11 cents. So again, Friday bailed us out of a lot bigger loss for the week on those beans, and that wheat for sure put us into the positive on corn. That was a great move for us, something that we really, really needed.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of start with that. Wheat was the leader yesterday. What's the story on wheat? Looks like there's some international plays going on here, huh?
Yeah, wheat is an interesting commodity because it seems like it never fails. You need one big trade news move or whatever, and you can see a wheat spike real quick, and that's what happened Friday. We've been talking all week long that this Russian wheat crop size and quality is a real issue. Now, forecasters originally thought that the U.S. Wheat supply wouldn't really come into play much in the world until after the first of the year, and honestly, Friday, the whole reason we spiked is because Cargill went out and offered two big cargoes of wheat to Egypt. And that's something that no one thought would happen until after the first of the year. So that was an extremely positive sign for wheat. Now, we have yet to find out if Egypt's going to accept those cargoes and actually buy that, but it was a big sign. It was a big sign that, hey, the world is short on wheat. The U.S. is going to come to the table, and they're going to try to take hold in some of these non-traditional U.S. export markets and move wheat into there, and Egypt being one of them. So that positivity in wheat just kind of flowed over into corn. Corn's always kind of following what wheat's doing. With corn being up as strong as it was, we saw beans follow as well, which was really nice to see a little premium come back into that bean market as well.
Yeah. All right. Quickly, the markets were kind of depressed about the slow export or the low export numbers in corn and soybeans. But, you know, look at all the numbers. There is some good news to be had in those export numbers, right?
Yeah, you know, even though week over week export numbers were low, I mean, beans obviously, so that's a record low for us here in the last, you know, probably 5 to 10 years, so seeing that low of an export number for beans. So that's not great news. It's not something that should shock us given what's going on with China. Corn, our export numbers came in lower than the week before. They're a little bit behind the USDA's needed pace for week over week export numbers, but look at the grand scheme of things. We are still way ahead of export sales for corn for this time of year than we have been this last year. We're ahead of where we need to be to meet the final projection. So if you look on a weekly basis, yeah, it doesn't look so great, but longer term picture, you know, more of a fundamental outlook, we're sitting really good for corn. We actually have a fairly supportive program going on for corn right now. So it's easy for trade to get bogged down in the week to week, the day to day stuff. Long-term-wise, eventually we'll work ourselves out and see numbers reflect where we're actually at for export sales for the whole year to this point.
All right, very good. As we kind of wrap up, one quick note, maybe some opportunities to ship some dry corn if you have to, huh?
Yeah, so we have seen with this wet weather we continue to get, we've seen where if guys know that they have to move corn at harvest, why not, this is the conversation we're having, why not go to your bin and get some dry corn out and ship it to an ethanol plant right now, because we're seeing ethanol plants improve anywhere from a nickel to 12 cents on their bids right now because everyone's so focused on beans and then we get wet weather, so nobody's doing anything. So if you've got a wet weather situation and you've got dry corn in the bin and you know you're going to have some corn to ship to town at some point, go get that corn out of the bin, take it to the ethanol plant or the processor. They're bidding up a little bit right now. Just, you know, take 5 or 6 loads and get that spot basis where it's improved. Take advantage of that, because at some point you're going to come back and you're going to need to haul corn to the elevator, to the processor when you absolutely have to out of the field. you might be seeing, you know, another 10 or 15 cents off of basis versus where you could have spotted that in today. So just trying to keep guys present in what the market's doing, especially corn right now. We've seen, like I said, a 5 to 12 cent pop in basis depending on where you're at. Take advantage of it. Don't miss out on money when it's out there to be had.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight. Do appreciate it very much. Again, that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. That's this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.